Hey, Steve, you're not the outdoorsy type. What's with all the climbing gear?
Oh, I'm just inspired by today's legend of comedy, who has conquered seemingly insurmountable obstacles on her way to becoming a legend of alternative comedy.
Old MacDonald had a pterodactyl, E-I-E-I-O, with a...
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and today our legendary comic is Maria Bamford, whose comedy blends superb voice skills, performance art chops, and a brutally honest willingness to address mental health struggles on stage.
But let's start at the beginning. Born in California in 1970, Bamford's family moved to Minnesota when she was a child. She attended the University of Edinburgh for a spell, becoming part of the school's improv troupe. It was a good fit. And when she returned to finish college at the University of Minnesota, she also started working at local stand-up stages.
Her act is far from traditional stand-up. She often changes character voices on a dime, as in this bit, where she recounts encountering her arch enemy from high school on a trip back home.
We saw your show or whatever. It's just like in high school, it's just, you're just weird. You're not funny. Nobody knows what you're talking about. So are you gay? A lot of women comedians, you see a lot of women comedians are gay. You gay? Press debit or credit.
After being featured in Comedy Central's Comedians of Comedy, along with Patton Oswalt and Zach Galifianakis, Maria's stand-up career blossomed. She connected with audiences who appreciated her sly ability to skewer corporate office work.
Whenever you start a new job, they always say it's going to be different, especially with secretarial work. They always say it's going to be different wherever company. They always say, we do things a little differently around here. It's a little crazy. It's a little nutty. Hang on to your hats. It's going to be a wild ride. But it never is.
Bamford is open about her struggles with bipolar and obsessive-compulsive disorders. Those conditions largely sidelined her for several years, though she continued with some voice acting work. In 2016, she reemerged with a Netflix show, Lady Dynamite, which was loosely based on her life. And in 2020, she released a highly rated stand-up special, Weakness is the Brand.
Have you ever looked around your life and thought, uh-oh? This isn't temporary. This may in fact be who I am.
You can find out more about Maria Bamford and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at laughtracksradio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.